good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lenith and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm so glad you're joining and supporting the show. And don't forget, we're back on tomorrow night also at 6 p.m. We cover a lot of areas from career, romance, moving, business, just a lot of stuff. And it's our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Be sure and check me out on YouTube on Saturday Night Psychic for monthly horoscopes. In fact, what I'm going to do tonight, if I have time, the last 15 minutes of the show today, I will read the horoscopes for the month of April. I think you all will find it quite interesting. So be sure and check me out on YouTube and also, time permitting, the last 15 minutes of the show. Don't forget to click and subscribe the like button on YouTube, as well as go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Be sure and subscribe there, too. Also, you know, we do daily readings Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night. So when you go to the website, subscribe so that you can get the newsletter. The newsletter went out a week ago. It has a lot of information in it. And also any contests that we have going on. So please do check that. Check the website. Also check out YouTube, Saturday Night Psychic. If you have any messages for us, well, you know, you can send them to us on the website. The main page on the website at the bottom is the message box. Or if you're on Facebook, we're the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1 so you're in the queue. The theme for this year, of course, is magic, miracles, and achievements. Now, some dates for you to know. We just had the new moon, so I hope you guys put all your intentions out there. The new moon was Friday, so put your intentions. And the full moon will be on the 19th. On the 14th of this month is Palm Sunday, Jesus. And the 21st is Easter. We will not be on Easter Sunday on the 21st. Why? Because we'll be with our family and friends enjoying Easter dinner and the children doing their stuff. So that's that. Now, the chat room is open. I don't know. Hopefully Heather. Oh, she is there. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Heather. Heather's in the chat room. So Heather's also a psychic. If you have any questions, you don't want to call in on the phone, you're more than welcome to go in the chat room, and Heather will help you to the best of her abilities as well. Now, Nina isn't with us today. You know, Nina wasn't here last week either because she is sick. I told you, with that crud. So, and on top of all that, having the crud, you know, Nina has asthma. So it makes the condition even worse for her. So continue to pray for her that she will, recover and do better. We appreciate that. Now, let me welcome in area code 313-216-703 and 619 to the show. Thank you for coming in. Well, we're going to do a quick prayer, and then we're going to begin, huh? How about that? Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Thank you. And we release all karmic density to the collective conscious and love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Okay. All right. Well, I think we're ready to begin. So let's start. And thank you again, Heather, for being in the chat room. Our first call is area code 313. You're on the line with Lenith. Who's this?
Sorrell. Hello. How are you?
Fine. And you? Who's this?
Sorrell. Hello. How are you?
Fine. Sherelle, is that correct?
Yes. How you
okay.
doing?
Okay. That's a pretty name, Sherelle. I like that. I'm doing great in yourself. How's your day going, okay?
And how about yourself?
Great. Doing great.
Good. It's good.
So now what can I answer for you today, Sherelle?
I would just like messages from the other side, please, and thank you.
Okay, can you give me something that I can go to the angels? I got to be more specific than an open-end question. Give me something
job.
To ask them about.
Something like a new job and things of that sort, more money, more finances, and all the other good stuff, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so your priority is you want to know about a new job?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's your priority question? Okay, that's what I'll go to.
Yes, ma'am.
And what field are you in?
I'm in the food department field.
The which department? I'm sorry.
Food department. Food. Dealing with
food.
Food
department.
Food.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Hospital dropped up right away. Whoa. Have you thought about working at a hospital? I don't know, but as soon as you said food, hospital came up. Okay.
No, I was trying to get the food. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to stay in the food industry field, or did you want to change?
I did, but not really.
Wow. I got a hospital. I got restaurants. You got a talent with people. You're good.
Yeah.
In fact, you should be in a supervisory. I'm seeing the knowledge. You actually should be a supervisor in the food industry with your knowledge and skills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Catering,
too. Okay. Okay, so what the angels are telling me right now, Sherelle, is that I got hospital, restaurants, and I got catering. And when they got the catering, they said you would be good at that. Have you thought about opening up your own catering business?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, they're really strong on catering, which means to me that you must be gifted as a cook to open your own catering business, that you must be a really good cook. So I don't know, but they're really strong on that catering, like for you to open your own business. Now, you know, if you do catering, you can start small, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in fact, look, we're coming up into spring. Well, we're in spring, but the summertime, like cater for, I don't know, family outings, get-togethers, whatever like that to start off with.
Yes, I'm looking to make more money, yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I got for you, girlfriend. And really think about the catering. Hospital, yeah, but I saw like the hospital and restaurant, you as a supervisor, not so much like, you know, as the food come down the line at the hospital, not so much you being there serving as to coordinate or direct. That's what I see. And the same with the restaurant. It's like you would be the hostess with the mostest, but actually you're making sure that the food is being prepared and going out on time and everybody's doing their job. So the hospital and the restaurant, if you apply there in the food service, I would apply as a supervisor as well, you know, as a worker. But for you, I think with your knowledge and skills, they're just telling you you should be the supervisor title. Now, the catering, they were strong on that, so I'm telling you, if you're thinking about it, you're going to be successful because the angels are so strong, and that tells me you're going to be successful if you do that. So, like I said, start small, build your way up, you know, still work your eight-hour job, but maybe do that on the weekend, maybe some gathering or something, and, you know, you'll charge $500 to do the ribs and the potato salad or whatever. You know what I mean? But, hey, it's a start, and you're networking to get out there. So if you do decide to go full caterer, you know, your name's already getting out there. A few people will know who you are, you know, and your food.
Right.
So, okay. Well, think about that, Sherelle. Thank you for calling.
Thank
you. And you have a beautiful, beautiful weekend, lady. And God bless you for your food gift, because I like to eat.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good one. You're welcome. All righty. Our next caller is area code 216. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis, this is Des. I'm calling from Cleveland. How you doing?
Fine. And this is who? Jeremy, did you say?
No, Desmond. Like Desmond Tutu?
Desmond. Oh, Desmond. All right. How are you doing today, young man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How about yourself?
All right. I'm doing good. I feel like you're laid back, just relaxing.
Yeah,
I'm empathic, so I can feel you. I just feel like you laid back. You cool with it. Like, come on with it. I got it. Okay, Desmond, what can I answer for you today, young man?
I would like to know, do you see me meeting someone this year? Where are they characteristics, if so?
I see a white lady in your near future. Has a white woman been trying to talk to you or flirt with you?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. I'm picking that up. That's why I'm asking.
Hello,
okay.
Nina's in the house.
Hey, my girl's here. All right. Glad to see you, young lady. Anyway, we have Mr. Desmond on, and he wants to know about his love life. Is there someone coming this year for him?
You know, as soon as you said that, Desmond, I saw three lovely ladies hanging on your arm.
Three
lovely ladies. I mean, lovely.
Player. All right, Desmond. go on with it, Nita. Go ahead. I mean, that sounds better. If I could get into it, three ladies. My God. Okay, go ahead.
And there's three lovely ladies. All of them want to really get to know you, and there is a special one in those three.
You talking about coming up, or you talking about now?
Well. Actually, they're there now. I don't know whether you're going to meet them, or whether they're already around you. But, yeah, they're really close. And there is a special one in those three.
I'm getting school. Are you going to college or anything, Desmond, right now? I'm getting school. No?
No, I'm taking some... I plan on taking an herbal class and a Reiki 2 class coming up.
Okay, well, that's like school.
I'm a Reiki master.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I am. I'm a Reiki master on all three levels, and I'm recognized by my Canadian government as a holistic healer. So, yeah, Reiki is something everybody should take, as far as I'm concerned. Because then it teaches everyone to love and heal those that can't. So, yeah, Reiki is awesome. I recommend that everybody.
Wow. How long did it take you to become a Reiki master?
Not long, because I'm already psychic, right? So it didn't take long. Probably about... I'd say 3 or 4 years, because
okay.
You have to practice a certain amount after you become a master in each level. Like the Reiki, you're probably doing Yusui Reiki right now, am I right?
Reiki 1, yeah.
Yeah, it's Yusui. And there's four levels to that. And your last level is a master and teacher. And with each level, yes, you become a master and a teacher. So, yeah, I took that one. Then I took the Tibetan. And then I took the, the name's escaping me. But anyways, the last one, recognizes me as a holistic healer. So, yeah, it's fantastic. I don't practice. What I do is just help people that I know need help. I do not charge for my services. I just want love sent back to me in return.
Okay.
And
yes,
you really can make money at this, and I'm not, but I prefer to use what I have as a psychic an empath, and a Reiki master to help others.
Yeah, because I know I'm an empath, because I feel other people, you know,
yeah.
Feelings. So I'm just trying
yeah.
to put it all together.
But, yeah, you know what? Continue on with that. Those three lovely ladies, they're nice people, but you'll be able to see through two of them fairly rapidly and go straight to the one that you're supposed to be with. So, woohoo! Have fun!
Okay,
have
so
fun.
I haven't met them yet, have I?
I'm not sure. I'm not picking up whether you've met them. All I'm picking up is that they're close. Now, you could have met a couple of them already. Leonard, are you picking up
anything
further
yet.
On
this? Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I see that one of the ladies he has, but they just haven't communicated.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
In that nature. Yeah, yeah. So, but all three will become prevalent to you, believe me.
Oh, wow.
All right, Desmond. Well, if you ever need any more information about Reiki or understanding, please give us a call. Or even better, if you just want to talk to Nina one-on-one, you know, you can go to the page on Facebook, Essence of Success Radio Network, and shoot her a message, or either on our website. You know,
yeah,
it sounds like something
you're
practicing, you're into.
Yeah, anytime you have a question at all, go right ahead and contact me. I don't mind answering at all.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you, Desmond, for calling. We appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, we do.
Go out here.
Love
and
life.
You go out and you love your life, because that will bring nothing but positive to you. So, yeah, have a great week, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yes, sir. All right. Thanks for calling. All righty. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1. Nina's here and Heather is here in the chat room, so just to let you know. Okay, next caller is area code 703. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show.
How are you guys? I think I might have some sort of bug too, whatever Juanita had or something. I've been like sick for the last 2 weeks with something.
Oh, man. Talk about sick-ass Nina. There's crud going
yeah.
around. Bless your heart.
Yeah,
started
with throwing up, stomach cramps, now a fever, and this has been going on 2 weeks now. I don't know what the hell it is.
It's a really wicked virus. I'm lucky I did not get the throwing up part of it. I just I had pneumonia starting back in. I've been sick since November I've been sick. And when I get to the point where I think I'm actually feeling better, ask Glennis what happens to me.
Well, this morning I thought my temperature was gone. It was back to somewhat normal. And then just now it was like 99.1 or something, which is still, you know, still not bad. But I'm like, when is this ever going to go away? It's like crazy. Never been so sick.
Make sure you're drinking lots.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and I would say if that temperature continues, I think it's maybe time for a doctor's visit.
I've been twice.
Yeah,
for sure. It could be a viral thing.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, I've already been on antibiotics. So I've already been to the doctor twice. So,
then you're doing everything you can possible. I am going to send you some healing. And the healing and everything else you're doing, you start feeling better.
Thank you. Well, you guys were right about the job that was a couple weeks ago when I called about maybe 3 weeks ago about some sort of job I was supposed to get. I did get that particular job, but, oh, my God, I do not like that job. So I had an interview Friday, and I was wondering maybe you think I would get that job or maybe something different.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks for the validation, but what do you want to know if you're going to get another job or
yeah, do you think
you're applying for another job? You've already applied.
Yeah, the interview. I had an interview Friday. Do you think that job will supposed to let me know by tomorrow? Do you think I'll get that job, or do you think I have to still apply and maybe something different?
Let's see. I got yes/no on this job for Monday. I understand.
So yes for the job Monday. I don't have to keep looking for something else.
I see yes, but I got a slash yes and no. It's something to do with your references.
Oh, I have good references, so I don't know.
Okay. There's nothing following you from the job that you're on right now while you're getting ready to go to another job, is it?
No.
And I mean following you, like any bad information or anything about you?
No. No.
Okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't even give my current job.
Yes,
I wouldn't even give my
no.
current
what
job
are you
as
getting,
a reference.
Nina?
I got, yes, you're going to get it, but no, you're in the long run, you're going to find out that you don't want to take it. That's why the yes slash no.
Okay.
So, yes, you will have the opportunity to take that job. Yes, you will be offered it. But when you really hear the details of everything, you don't want to.
I see. Okay,
so I don't know. That's what I'm picking up. But I'm also picking up, if you continue to put the resumes out, you will have another job and fairly soon.
Oh, I've been doing all day yesterday and today while I've been homesick. So.
Oh, wonderful. You're proactive. I love that.
Utilizing my time, exactly.
Exactly, yeah. So, something good will happen. Like, you could take this job that they're going to offer it to you, but I don't think you're going to be happy there either. So, yes/no is what we're both picking up, and that's probably why, because you probably won't be happy there either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, thank you.
Right.
We'll keep in touch. I was the one that tried out my TV show,
please.
Remember?
Yes.
I was the one to try out for the TV show.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get
well,
on the TV show, but that's okay. I'll keep on trying for that one, too.
Okay, Andrea, let us know, and thanks for calling.
I will.
Beautiful
thank
weekend,
you.
Lady. You're
bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye. All right, let me go down here. Area code 619, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, woohoo, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy, how are you?
I'm great. You guys are so wonderful. I really want to thank you for the service you do.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Very kind of you. Yeah. Okay, so what can we answer for you today, Miss Amy?
Well, okay, can you answer all my questions? I'm kidding. I have my life is just upside down. My knees and my wrists are just like very arthritic, so my body's not functioning 100%. I need to move into new career and income flow, doing what I love doing. And there's a few things I love. I love food, nutrition, I love energy medicine, as long as I'm not doing it constantly, and I also love metaphysics. I need to do something with my life. Do you have
anything?
Do you
want to go into the metaphysical field?
I love metaphysics. I wish I went to metaphysical school right out of high school. That's where I should have went. But I'm much older now, so I'm kind of frustrated at my lack of progress in life.
You know what? The angels are telling me to keep on doing what you're doing. They're just throwing things at me. Include some courses, some metaphysical courses. You should be able to find somebody, a shaman or something that would take you under his wing or her wing. Here in Alberta, we've got several, and I know them very well. I don't know anybody down in the U.S., but they're telling me the opportunities are going to present themselves to you. And please don't pass them by. Grab hold of those opportunities, and your life will change. But they're also telling me not to give up your day job, because in the metaphysical field, you really don't make enough money to live on.
Right. And I applied for Social Security disability because my knees and wrists really need attention. And I was just surprised because they sent me a letter the other day saying they're going to send me a second letter to decide, because even though it's evident I have a problem, I still can move my body. Just like, oh. And I really have fought with SSDI about doing it. I really, I like an income, so... I don't know what they're going to say, but I need to get my mojo going.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I don't have any, they're not giving me any direct answers at all. Other than what I've told you, that's all they're giving me. Lennis, are they giving you anything else?
The only thing that I got, there is a guy that will assist her in the metaphysical field. He's like a rocker. You wouldn't think that he's a psychic because he feels like a rocker to me, but the guy is really good. He's really gifted. And I don't know when he's coming into your life, hopefully this year maybe, but he will help teach and guide you in the metaphysical field. It's going to be strange. When you meet this guy or you start talking, and you're going to love it, like, does he know about metaphysics? But he knows a hell of a lot.
Okay.
He has tattoos and stuff, but he's, like he's the impression of a rocker. But the guy is really good. So I believe he's going to come up sometime this year in your life, and he'll help you. Definitely.
Great. Thank you, and I like that Reiki information. I got my Reiki in the early 90s, I think 95, 94, and I don't make money off of it per se, but I sure am grateful I went and did it. So, I'm glad you shared that information with that gentleman.
Did you go through all four levels of Usui?
No, I actually only did two levels.
But you know what? Find the Reiki master and instructor and go for the last, the three and the four, because then you can actually teach as well, which could broaden things for you a little bit more, right? So, yeah, go ahead and get level three and four, which is level three is your instructors and four is your masters. So, yeah, go ahead and get those, and it will open up a whole pile of doors for you.
Okay, well, great. And do you think I should take some, like, University of Metaphysical Spiritually Ordained coursework and, do that online, or am I asking too much?
You're going to have to decide that on your own. I think if you take your Reiki 3 and 4 and get your instructors, I think that will bring enough in. Metaphysical is kind of... It's a tough field to get into. Let's just put it that way. There's so many doubters in this world that it's a really tough. And if you want to spend the money to take those courses and feel they will help you, that's great. But don't look for any return. Sometimes it just doesn't happen, right?
I get it. I totally get it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a beautiful week. Excuse me. It is about 3:30 on the West Coast and 6:30 on the East Coast, and you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there and Heather. Okay, area code 551. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is T.
Hi, T. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, it's a good day.
Yeah, it's a nice day over here too. I was just calling about my school. If you saw me getting into it, and how will I pay for it this year?
Not at this time.
Getting into what? Okay, I need
school.
To understand. What are you into school? Okay, well, you need a job to get into school?
No, I'm saying, how do you see it being paid for this year?
She's already got a job and a degree. You're going for your master's or PhD. So what you want to know is are you going to be able to get in school and work too? Is that your question?
Yeah, and pay for it this year. And
okay. School is going to be at night. I see you working during the day.
Okay.
And I'm getting 5 to 7. I don't know why they're showing me that time frame, 5 to 7. If you decide to go to school, it will be in the evening time.
Thank you, Lennis. That's what I picked up, too.
Yeah. I think because your job is so busy during the day that it's not even a compromise for you to take off from work and go to school, you know. So you'd have to do it after work for a couple hours, which means it's going to be longer because, of course, when you go at night, it takes you longer to complete than when you can go during the day and take a full classes. But, yes. The answer is yes, 5 to 7 at night, yep. Anything else, Miss Nina?
No. I have, as you can hear, Miss Mocha is here.
It's what? What did she say?
Mocha has joined us, everyone. And for those of you who don't know who Miss Mocha is, she's my little dog. And she has decided to join us.
Nice.
Hi, Mocha.
Oh yeah, she loves to be in here when we're doing our show. She loves the energy.
Oh,
there you go. Good energy, yes, ma'am. Okay, T. Yeah. So that's what we got for you. Yes, it'll be evening classes though. So.
Is it the medical school program, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to pay for this out of pocket, no loans or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I don't know that. I didn't.
Yeah, I see student loans being available to you. So, and there could be a grant as well, is what I'm picking up. But, yeah, there'll be student loans, and there'll also be a grant available to you.
Okay, because I did the financial aid,
right.
But they were like nothing. So okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Before we continue on, I have some birthdays.
Oh okay, thank you T for calling. I put you on hold and listen to the show.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead, Nina.
I have some birthdays and an anniversary. On Thursday was my best friend's birthday. Kathy, she turned 57. Happy birthday. I love you. And on Friday was one of my littles that has now grown up and isn't so little anymore. Her name is Sienna. She turned 14. 14. Holy cow. Tomorrow, my Mocha is 2. And Wednesday, Rick and Shirley are going to be celebrating their 48th wedding anniversary. So I'm all caught up from the last 2 weeks, and I feel great. My breathing is better. I'm not coughing as much, and I'm just happy to be alive.
Well, we're happy, too, that you're still alive. We're very happy. Yeah, so glad to hear you back. Glad to hear your voice. I mean, you sound like Nina again now. I didn't know who you were a week or so ago, but now you sound like my Nina, so okay.
Well,
all right. Well,
I know you left me a message, but I wasn't able to retrieve it because I got a new phone and the jerks changed the password to my my messages. So I haven't been able to get at it yet, but I will.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead now. And is there anything else that we need to announce before we go further? Or that's it?
No, I'm just happy to be here with everyone.
Well, we're happy for you, too. Okay, area code 229. You are on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello?
229, you're on the air. Hello? Hello, hello? Is this Melvin? 229 is usually Melvin. Melvin, are you there? You must have stepped away from the phone. I'll come back to his call. He might have just stepped away. Okay, next caller, area code 203. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
We're great.
just calling to see if you're picking up one. I'll hear from a man named Mason.
If I pick up what? Say it again. I'm sorry, Victoria.
If you can pick up when I'll hear from a man named Mason.
A new man?
No. When
no,
she's going to hear
man.
From him.
If
she's
going to hear from him.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's his first name?
Mason.
Mason. Okay. Why is he mad?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm picking up he's angry about something. I'm not saying he's angry with you, but he's angry about something.
Maybe about work? Or
could be, but he's really angry.
Any idea? No idea why?
No, I have no idea why. That's just... Yeah, he just shot that at me. Like, he's angry. Lennis, what are you picking up?
I didn't pick that up, but I picked up that when he thinks about you, it's like a passing memory. I don't understand that. It's like you come across his mind, and he thinks about you, and then he's gone on to something else. It's not a thought he holds in his mind. What are you doing? Who you been with? Or blah, blah, blah. It's just like a passing memory. He's doing stuff right now. Now I'm picking up the anger. He's doing, there's a guy that really pissed him off. I see it now. You might want to give that a little space right now, Victoria. Or maybe he's already giving you two space. But, I wouldn't talk to him right away. Because like Nina said, he is angry. But he's going through something right now. And it's important to him. It's something to do with business.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's not doing their part or didn't do it. Something is not right there.
Yeah. That makes sense, maybe on the deployment.
Yeah, so that's what I got, and Nina got that he's angry. So, I wouldn't worry about hearing from him right now. Maybe give it a week, a week or two and see what happens. But he's dealing with some stuff right now. Love life is not important to him. So, I'm not saying that to be rude or cruel because it's not in that manner, but it's just, sometimes you got other things on your mind. You're not thinking about a woman or a guy because you just got stuff on your mind. That's where his head is at. So it's nothing against you per se, no, but it's just what he's dealing with right now. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. Yeah. All right, Victoria, sorry we couldn't give you more information, but the energy we got is, pretty negative. So anyway, give us a call back, maybe see what happens next week or, if you hear from him or whatever. Okay? Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You have a good week. Okay. Okay, let's go back. I think this is Melvin. Area code 229. You're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina. 229.
Hello. Hello.
Huh. I guess he's just listening. He is there, though. Okay. Area code 504. You're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, this is Debbie. Just to let you know, before
Hi,
you got
Debbie.
To me, it hung up, and then I called back in. So your first caller is probably having some of the same issues. I guess the shadow.
Okay.
The shadow period.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
no. I just wanted to let you know people aren't hanging up. They're just having probably issues. But, hi, it's good. Thank you. I'm glad I got in. I was persistent. I called you before with some problems at work, and I have problems with my direct manager that works with me every day, and I have a new regional who I like. She's tough, but I like her. Her name's Samantha, and I'm just wondering if she's going to change things or, find out what's going on.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yes, she's working on it.
That is so awesome, because I felt that she
sure
knows,
is.
But she's like sneaky smart. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she's in a position where she can't really tell you because of the position she is in. Yet she likes you and everything else, but she is working on making the changes that you want to see. So, she's going to be making some changes.
Okay. She's going to be back visiting us. Oh, my God. See, I've held on for this, and I didn't know any way out, and then she comes. Tough, but I like her. It's not the fact that people are tough if they're effective. But I was thinking about leaving if you guys said no.
Oh, no, I feel that she's going to make the necessary changes.
Okay.
Yes, she is. She's no nonsense. I like her.
Yep.
She's no nonsense. These things should have been done a long time ago. I don't know what the hell your manager was doing, but these things should have been implemented a long time ago. So now I see rainbows behind Samantha's name. I see nothing but rainbows, beautiful, beautiful rainbows. So, what she's bringing in, it's going to be for the better. For the best for everybody.
The manager's the one that's causing them.
I knew it was something because I could feel her, should I say, animosity toward this man. It's almost like, one and one is two. Why were you holding everybody back?
Yes, that's what she does.
That's how she looks at. Okay, well, this is how she's looking at him. Like these, that's what I was saying. These things should have been changed. They should have been done a long time ago. Were you just sitting here on your ass collecting a check, or were you trying to make the changes? No, you weren't making the changes. So now they brought me in, and I'm fixing to set your ass on fire. That's what Samantha's
it's a her,
getting ready
but
to
she, her, her name's Holly, but she is very masculine. She won't, say if you got rewarded, and she'll hold back and not turn in the paper. And that would, start a process. Well, Samantha found out yesterday that she was doing that and was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hoping this was a ball that started rolling. Because it's hard.
Thank you for the validation. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. Well, Debbie, just keep on doing what you're doing. You're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
Don't change.
Exhausting,
you're good.
Though.
You're good.
Protecting yourself against. I mean, she's constantly throwing stuff my way.
Well,
throw it right back.
You got Samantha in your corner. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
I'm just saying, throw it right back. You don't have to take anything.
Okay. Okay. Because I even feel this woman's health problems, which was affecting my heart. And I was like, okay, this is too much at this point.
Okay.
Surround
yourself in that white light that I talk about sometimes, and that white light will deflect all of that and send it right back at them. So that way they have to deal with their problems. I was going to say they have to deal with their shit, but they have to,
yeah.
That's basically what it is. And if you surround yourself in that white light, it is basically mirrored, and it will just send it right back to them. And
okay.
Yeah, like negative energy is never any good. So always, always, always surround yourself in white light when you're around anybody with that kind of energy.
It's exhausting. You know, you have to do, it's like you have to do all this work just to go be at work, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't
but
just
no,
go.
You can go now. Just make sure you've got that white light around you, and yeah, she'll just have to deal with it.
Okay.
Yep.
I appreciate y'all so much. It's great news.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the validation, too. So keep us in touch, Debbie, how things are going on.
I sure will. Thanks, guys.
How they're going along. Yes, please. Yeah. Okay. Well, have a beautiful week, and thank you for calling, young lady.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep listening.
Oh, okay.
Right.
No problem. We
okay.
can do that. All right. Next caller, area code 541. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes, hi. This is Camille.
Hi, Camille.
So my question is, what do you see coming up next for me and my boyfriend? His name is Josh.
John, J-O-H-N?
No, Josh, J-O-S-H.
I'm sorry. Both of you were talking. What's his name again? Josh, J-O-S-H. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to know what about you and Josh, if your relationship is going to continue?
Yes.
Okay. Why do I see him swimming backwards? He's got his arms doing a backstroke. That's like getting away from you.
I don't know.
But I see him swimming backwards, doing a backstroke. That's one of my favorite ways of swimming, too. Okay. Ask some more angels. He's got second thoughts about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Should I pursue this? Should I continue? He's debating within himself about you, like, not are you the one, but does he want to continue in a relationship with you or not?
Okay.
And I see his feet in a block of ice, which means he has cold feet about moving forward.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think he's
He was interested in you at one time. I'll give you that. He really was interested in you. But I don't know why he's backstroking, but it's like he's debating about you as far as you and him being in a relationship together. So, Nina, what, you saw him moving on? He was going forward?
No, I saw him with his feet in a block of ice. He's got cold feet.
Cold feet.
Yeah. He's got cold feet. He likes you. I definitely see that. And I see that he's good to you. And he's good to you. I see that as well. But he has cold feet. Now, I'm picking the angels just nudged me and went to a previous relationship. So whatever happened in a previous relationship has got him a little bit leery.
That's why he's debating about her. Okay.
I understand. Yeah.
You know
Thank you.
Camille, you can solve this real quick. Communication.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just talk
That's
to him.
It. That's a good in a nutshell. Just communicate with him that he understands who you are and what you're about. You're not the past.
Thank you.
You're the future.
Thank
and
you
present,
so much.
Of course,
that makes so much
you know what
sense.
I'm saying, looking
yeah.
forward. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it's just communication.
No problem.
I think you two will be fine. What do you think, Nina?
Yeah, no, I'm picking up. They will be fine. He's just got, like I said, he's hesitant. He's got a little bit of cold feet, and it's because of a past relationship. Just talk to him. That is the key, communication. So talk.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Camille, and you have a beautiful weekend, lady. All right. Next call is area code 630. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dion. Thanks for picking my call.
Hi, Dion. How are you today, young lady?
I'm okay. How are you?
Terrific.
My question is what do you see going on with my love life? I still don't have a boyfriend yet.
Stop being so hard on yourself. That's the first thing the angels just said. Stop being so hard on yourself. You deserve, just like anybody else does, deserve happiness and love. Don't think that you don't have... How can I say it? You have something to give to a relationship, not just sex, but... communication, thinking outside the box to do things. But I don't want you to be hard on yourself. It's almost like you push yourself against yourself from finding somebody that you think you're not, good looking or your weight or whatever. Don't ever think that, because there's always somebody in this world for everybody. There he is. So I want you to think, you know, you're a queen. You're good looking. You're smart. You know what's going on, and a man would be happy to have me as his woman.
Okay.
What are you picking up, Nina?
We wanted to know when. You need to get out more in social situations, even if you're going to, something at one of your friend's house. Go. Because if you don't get out more, you can't meet anybody. So that's what they're telling me. You need to get out more, be around other people your age. If somebody's having a party, go. Go by yourself. It's not a big deal nowadays.
No, I do everything by myself. I'm not, like, out. Yeah, that's true. I don't get out a lot.
Yeah, well, you can't
be a loner.
Yeah.
It's okay to be a loner, but you still got to socialize. Yeah, I agree with Nina.
Yeah, if you don't go out, you can't meet anybody. They're not going to come knocking on your door and say, "Hey, I'm here." You got to do the work beforehand, honey.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. Why don't you just, even if it's just going for a walk in the evenings, just go out this week and go for a walk and just smile. Smile at everybody you see and just be a little bit more open. And maybe then you'll just attract a few more people in your life. It don't necessarily have to be romantic, but even friends. Just by smiling, you won't believe how many times you can interact with another human being by just being open enough to smile at them. Don't go smiling at some guy with a knife, mind you, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Call us next Sunday. I want to know where you went this week to enjoy yourself, to make Dion happy. So call us next Sunday. I want to know. Okay? So because we're giving you an assignment. Dion, you got to go out. We don't care, dinner, coffee, tea, take a walk, whatever. But we want to know that you did do something that got you out. I understand being a loner. I'm a loner, too, but I'm also a charismatic individual. So, you got to get out there, okay?
Okay.
We want to hear, young lady. All right.
Thanks.
Come back with a good report for us, okay?
Yeah,
go ahead,
Nina. Go forth and do your homework. Go forth and do your homework.
Which is fun.
And smile, Dion. Smile. That is such a huge, not only is it good for other people to see somebody with a smile on their face, but if you smile yourself, Your whole heart and everything lightens up. Sorry, Mocha's barking at the neighbor's dog.
That's okay.
Yeah. Mocha.
Okay. Mocha's locked up now. We can talk.
Uh-oh. She's not mad. She wouldn't be with her mommy. Anyway, okay, Dion. Let us know. Go out and have fun,
okay,
young lady. All right. Thank you for calling, and have a beautiful week. All right. We'll try this 229 one more time. 229? 229.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, he left. Okay, well, right now we have lines open. It's about 5 minutes of four here. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We have lines that are open. Nina and Heather are both in the chat room, so, you know, please call in. Also, I see we've gotten quite a few calls today with about metaphysical, the Reiki Master. So I want to tell everybody, if you have questions about Reiki Master or that, please get in touch with Nina. She's excellent. She can give you the information, maybe give you some resources to help you or classes maybe you want to take in school, whatever. But please do use her for your resource because she's quite knowledgeable and she is a master. Okay. Well, if a call comes in, let me know, Nina. I said I would do the horoscopes right quick if we had a low-limit show,
right,
and we do. So just interrupt me if somebody calls. This is the April horoscopes for April. Friendly reminder, the new moon was the 5th, Friday, so hope you put your intentions out there. The full moon is the 19th. Palm Sunday is the 14th, and Easter Sunday is the 21st. We will not be on the air because we'll be with our family and friends. Spring began March 20th, and it ends June 21st. Now, the theme for this month of April is new beginnings. I'm an empathic, intuitive psychic, so I also read tarot cards. For the monthly horoscopes, I receive information from my angels and my guides. If this horoscope resonates with you, good. If not, it's okay. Then this reading is not for you. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. Monthly horoscopes are done to the best of my ability. So what you do with the information is up to you, as we say on the radio shows. Okay, first up, Aries. Stop playing yourself for something you did not do. Stop blaming yourself for something you did not do. People will believe what they want to believe, Aries, even when the truth is staring them smack in the face. Your new beginning is to be happy with yourself. Taurus, do you really think that people don't see you, Taurus? You are not that slick as you think you are. Come off of being stubborn. There is always options. You just have to look for them. It cannot be my way or the highway. You're only hurting yourself, Taurus. Your new beginning is learn to forgive and move on. Gemini, let go and let God. Everything is going to work out in your behalf. We must experience the rain in order to enjoy the sunshine. Let not your heart be heavy laden with stress and grief. Instead, feel relieved. A new day is coming. Your new beginning is to let not your heart be troubled. God got this. Cancer, show off. You are such a nurturer being. Your outlook on life is to help folks the best you can, directing folks in a more positive manner. Sometimes your life feels like a burden, but you know what? Your sensitive heart of emotions brings everything full circle. Your new beginning, Cancer, is to believe in yourself. After all, we walk by faith, not sight. Leo, fire. Remember the Ohio Players song, fire? Well, baby, that is you. Just be careful you don't get burned in the process, okay? Leo, put one foot forward at a time or one day at a time. Change is evident in your life all around you. What have you learned so far this year? Love thyself, forgive thyself, and thank the highest good. Stop stepping on folks' toes, will ya? Your new beginning, watch your mouth, Leo. Virgo, balance, 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 Virgo. Somehow work that into your lifestyle. You are so busy. As my cousin Marie would say, get somewhere and sit down. You're doing way too much now. Challenges are all around you, good and bad. This month will seem a little tipsy, Virgo. Up one minute, down the next. Your new beginning is to go for it. You just might see a surprise or two this month, Virgo. Libra, take time to enjoy yourself. This will be a busy month for Libra, especially at work. You might be asked to work some extra hours. Think of it this way, new clothes, vacation, savings. Family will pull at your heartstrings by the middle of the month, so bring your scales, make it balance. Could be a surprise or two in store for you too. Good surprises. Your new beginning, put yourself first, and the rest will follow. You are a good leader when you want to be, Libra. Scorpio, now's the time to start that project you've had on the back burner for months. Time to do some traveling abroad. Make those connections, even if you have to do some networking with individuals. You set some big goals for yourself this year, so let's have at it and get her done. Money will free up shortly. Your new beginning, Scorpio, is bring it on. Nothing I can't handle.
Okay, Lennox,
Sagittarius.
Oh, Lennox,
okay.
We have a caller.
All righty. Area code 347. You're on the air with Lennox and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tamika. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi, Tamika.
Hi.
Welcome
I really
to the
love-
show, young lady.
Thank you. I really love the horoscope readings because I'm a Virgo. But anyway,
thank you.
I love
so
them.
Am
I. I love them. I love reading my horoscope every day. So I wanted to know what you guys see psychically. If because I'm going through some things at my job where I can't really tell what the outcome is going to be. My boss and I had kind of been clashing lately, and Frank and I still don't speak, and, you know, that still kind of hurts me because I do still care about him, but I decided to put our relationship to a stop until he shows genuine feelings for me, and so far he just doesn't seem fazed. So I'm wondering if you guys see me losing my job anytime soon or leaving, like, on my own, like, getting fired or let go or, like, getting a new one by myself soon, and if not,
okay, we're
going to
stop. We're going to go back to the job. What's your boss's first name?
Trudy.
Trudy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to deal with the
barking
dog. Are
you two in a relationship? I'm sorry, go ahead, Nina.
I'm sorry, I haven't heard anything. I had to deal with the barking dog.
Oh, I was just saying, I was wondering if I'm going to be losing my job anytime soon or getting a new one of my own, and if my boss and Frank are going to, like, I don't know if he's going to help her get me fired or if he's helping her do that, if he's not wanting to do that, you know, not wanting to help her get me fired. I don't even know if, you know, if she's trying to do that, but I just, things have been kind of strange.
So, okay, so Trudy is your immediate supervisor?
Yeah, she is my boss. She's the boss.
Okay, what's the name of the boss that's going to be making the decision? What's his first name?
She would be the one doing that. I have a supervisor named Elin, and over Elin is Trudy. Trudy's the boss of everything, and the receptionist supervisor is Elin, but she's pretty new.
Okay. Did you have a disagreement with Trudy or something?
Yeah. She was taking out her anger on me and kind of being harassing and a little abusive to me because she's going through stuff with other employees, and I had no choice but to stand up for myself to her, and she didn't, I don't think she likes that.
So it's not just you. She's doing this, she's treating other employees in the same manner. Is
yeah,
that what you're saying? It's not just you? Okay.
Right.
So it's her whole ambiance. It's her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Trudy got issues, I can tell you that right now. If you're going to be there at your job, well, let's see. The angels are saying yes, but I don't think you want to be walking on eggshells either. They said yes, but it's, I see you tippy-toeing. So that means like you're walking on eggshells to avoid confrontation or whatever. Is Trudy gay?
I'm
she
not
lesbian?
Sure. I'm not sure. I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
There's something within her that's troubling her, and she's taking it out on everybody else, and it's something she needs to deal with. It's almost like she's running from herself. And in the meantime, she's making every, you know the old saying, that cliche, misery loves company?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's a textbook for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting right now. She's a textbook for that, for misery loves company. I picked up, by the way, that she has issues. I think it's not the lifestyle that she wants to live. She's living like a lie. That's not really who she is. I mean, as far as a worker and all that, but her socially, and I think how she really feels about her is she's not confessing up to who she really is, kind of like in the
mm-hmm.
closet type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to be there, but it's just like you're not happy.
Mm-mm.
Okay, you're not happy. It's almost like you go in every day like you got to fight to be there to maintain, you know. And I know that's not a happy situation because it's like you get up in the morning, you dread going to that job instead of like, okay, let me go to work, you know, do my little 8 hours or 10 hours, what have you. But it's like you dread going, and it's because of her. Isn't it something terrible when one person can hamper a whole department?
Yes.
You know,
and
one person by their, Because I see
Frank
it now, I see the other employees.
Yeah.
So, and I see the faces, it's like a scowl on their face or their lip is turned up, you know, when she comes by.
She causes chaos, and I was her biggest advocate till the end until she started, you know, I had to draw the line when she started taking my kindness for granted while other people would just blow her off. You know, she started treating me bad, and that's when I had to kind of draw the line. And then with Frank, I had so much feeling for him. Now all he cares about is kissing her, but he doesn't even care to try to reconcile with me or try to, you know, it's just, we don't even talk, and that is hard every day, very, very hard. Because she moved me upstairs closer to his office now. And it's like, I had so much feelings for him, and I still do. And for us to just not talk.
For Frank.
And he doesn't even seem fazed. Like, he just.
Wait a minute.
You know,
who's this guy? Who? Frank? What?
Yeah, he works at my job. He was someone I was involved with this winter.
Okay, but he's not your boss that you were involved with, right?
No,
you don't ship
no.
You eat. Okay.
No.
So that's a good way to get gone. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so he works there. He's the biller. And he likes to stay close to Trudy to, like, kiss butt or whatever. And I thought me and him had something where, you know, like, if I was upset, he would care to find out. I stopped the relationship because it seemed like he was only contacting me to find out info from other employees for Trudy from me. So I felt like he was just using me, so I stopped it, and now he just seems fine. Like, we walk past each other every day like strangers, and it hurts. And I care about him still, you know? So that is also very hard to be there with that. And I'm wondering if he's working with her to get me fired. Like, he just doesn't care about me anymore.
I'm not picking up that anybody is trying to get you fired.
Okay, good.
I'm not picking that up at all. Just do your job. Keep your head down. Do your job. Be pleasant to the people around you, and you'll be fine.
I was
just cover yourself
in
white light before you go to work every morning, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Yeah. And
yeah,
as far as Frank goes, it's time to move on, hon. I think he was just using you.
Yep, you were right with your first intuition. Yep.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
So that's over?
It is
unless
for him.
It is for him, unless you want to just let him keep using you. Because that's what he was doing. He's only using you.
Is he below you or above you in your working department?
He's kind of above. He's a biller. I'm a receptionist.
Okay. I'm going to say this. You know you don't shit where you eat. Right? You understand what I'm telling you? When you're on a job, you don't have relationships with people on your job unless they're in the building across the street or they're up on the 10th floor in that department, but not anywhere close to you. Because if it ever reverberates and come back, you're the one that's going to go down, not them. That's why I tell people, don't shit where you eat. Because when you think that person's going to be in your corner and you're having relationships with them and it turns out that no, it's not like that. They were either using you or you were just a perfect pastime for them. So, anyway, I'm glad that you're through with him. Don't look that way anymore. Because he's moved on, and you can do a hell of a lot better.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, he has, honey. I'm sorry. We're telling you the truth.
All right.
I'm not going to lie to you. I tell you guys all the time, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Whatever the angels tell me, that's what I give the information to you guys. So, no. Frank wasn't the best guy to get involved with to begin with, if you want to know the truth. But anyway, it's over and done. Water under the bridge. So
now start your week on a positive note. You surround yourself in white light when you go to work. Smile at everyone. Do your job to the best of your ability. And try and be happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for calling. Thank you for calling. And have a great week.
Thank you. Do you guys see me having to worry about anything with Trudy?
I think I answered that already.
No.
Because she's mad.
No.
And she's very spiteful.
No, you don't have anything to worry about. She might be mad. She might be spiteful. But you're doing your job, so she can't do anything to hurt you as far as your job goes.
And if you feel that way, let me tell you something. In the business world, you start jutting things down. If you feel like this woman is really hampering you, do a history on her. Every time she says something nasty to you or out of left field, jot it down in your ledger or something that you keep in your purse. You're not going to keep that in your desk. But, you know, jot it down and put it back in your purse so that if something does come up, you got a running history on this woman, how she has spoke with you or given you orders to get something done. You know, that way you have something in your behalf. Because just one-on-one, they're going to take the supervisor over you. But if you have a pattern and a history of this person, then they're going to stop and listen to what you have to say. Right? You're not just saying it out of emotions. You're saying it because you have fact. This is what this woman did to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember that, too. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Have a wonderful week. Let me and Miss Nina know how you're doing, honey, okay?
Yeah, I'll contact you the end of the week when you guys are on again to let you know how this week went. I'm just dreading tomorrow, but I'll try to be strong.
Well, you have to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a great week. I'm sending you Reiki, and you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, well, lines are still open. We got 15 minutes yet of the show, so I'll finish the last three, four horoscopes. And Nina will let me know if we've got a call, and I'll come right back. We left off with Sagittarius. Sagittarius, time to shit or get off the pot. Really, Sag, there are so many opportunities around you right now. What are you waiting for? Some of you are go-getters and are out there doing the damn thing, okay? Making a difference for all people. Others, what are you waiting on? You have a fantastic mind, an exuberant manner, and the wherewithal to get shit done. Or you know the resources to make it happen. Your new beginning, pop that collar, Sagittarius, because you know that you know what to do. All right. Capricorn, big shake-up coming, Cappy. Looks to be very good. Your ending is a new beginning. What is in the past, let it die there. As you step into the light of new love, money, house, or an apartment, or even a new job, I see nothing but rainbows coming your way. Your new beginning, Capricorn, to thy own self, be true.
Okay, Lennis, we have a call.
All right. Area code 530, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Luca.
Hi, Luca.
Luca, welcome to the show.
Hey.
And your question for us?
I'm sure. I was wondering if you can take a look at where I'm at as far as money-wise currently, bringing in new business.
Okay. So you have a business and you want to know if money is going to start coming in for
rolling
you?
Rolling in.
The profit?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did you see on that? Yeah.
I need to ask you this. When did you start your business?
It started part-time probably back in 2011, and it's just been slowly building, and I'm now doing it full-time as of last year.
Okay. Maybe I should ask, can you give me a little bit about your business without giving this whole thing away?
It's basically I do counseling services and therapy.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Counseling services and therapy.
Okay. Stop. That's okay. So you just need an idea. So when I go to the angels, I can tell them. Okay. Have you opened a little... I went through my body. Have you opened a little shop or a little storefront to work out
of? I'm looking to do
okay.
That.
Okay. Because I see this little storefront and your business name. I don't know what... There's writing on the window. I see writing on the window, so, yeah, your business. But I see you. There you are. You're standing there in the front door. Yep. So you are going to have a storefront. You're going to be able to do that. Okay, now, have you put any brochures out or business cards, Luca?
Yes, and I'm online. I have a presence. And I'm, you know, working. It's just needing to increase.
Okay. So your business, I mean, you're working, but your business is the counseling that you do on the side, or is that part of your business?
That's the business. I'm a coach, counselor, practitioner.
Okay. Well, I see you with a storefront, but, you know, like any business, to really make money, sometimes it takes a year. I see 6 months, though. Okay, thank you, angels. The angels just told me 6 months. And you should see a pretty good return. Something about the holidays is like I see that there's a lot of calls. I see a lady sitting at a desk at your storefront, and you're getting a lot of calls during the holiday. I don't know why. It looks like it almost starts right after October, after Halloween. Yeah. And you're busy, hella busy.
Good. Good.
Okay. Yeah, because I see the lady. She's steadily answering the phone, putting it on call, answering the call, putting it on hold. So, yeah, you are going to thrive. But I think you got to give it maybe about 6 months for you really, you know, you'll see some profit, Luca, but not like you want to see thousands of dollars, you know, or
right.
hundreds of dollars coming in. Yeah, yeah.
But it's on track, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see it on track.
Yeah.
It's on, I'm doing right what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. This is kind of what you're supposed to.
Yeah, no. You're definitely on the right track. Your business is definitely going to increase. If you will have steady customers, patients, whatever you want to call them, coming to you. The word of mouth is really going to spread, I feel, in June. Like I see lots and lots of people, and they're saying, oh, well, go see Luca. He's the best. So, yeah, word of mouth is just going to carry your business like you wouldn't believe.
Nice.
Maybe that's why I saw he was so busy in the fall.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're really going to notice a big, big increase in clients as of June. Like, you have helped so many people, and they are so happy to have been with you that the word of mouth is just going to spread like crazy.
That's wonderful, and that's how I like it. That's why you were saying online, and I'm like, well, I'd rather have people that I love and care about than be more people that I love and care about.
Yeah, no, and that it is going to happen.
Is the same for love still on track?
That is a second question. That's up to Linus. Linus, do you want to answer that one?
I see a woman with a big old flare skirt. Young, too. Young, like early 20s. But I don't know why I see her with a big old flared skirt out. Like, oh, different culture. Okay, thank you. She's from a different culture. Yeah, because I was like, why? Women don't wear that anymore. That's like the 50s or something. Yeah.
They're going dancing. That's why. They're going dancing.
Ah, there you go. Okay, well, there she is. There you go, Luca. Go dancing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, too.
You're most welcome, and keep in touch with us. Let us know. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
In fact, I'm going to say congratulations, because
yeah,
I see
too.
That you're going to do good. Yeah, you too, Nina.
Yeah,
yeah, we both.
Yeah.
Nice. Wonderful.
So congratulations, and keep up the good work. There's more
Amen.
People like you in the world.
Amen. Yes, thank you. All right, Luca, have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling, and keep us in touch, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, let me do the last two. Aquarius, think how you can serve humanity. After all, you are the water bearer. Money will begin to loosen up. Your heart is in the right place. Don't let your mind, thoughts, lead you astray. Keep that positive light around so it can only flourish by your good deeds. Your new beginning, understanding, love. Pisces, come see, come saw. Pisces, you can do better than this. Stop letting folks get under your skin. That is their karma, not yours, Pisces, so don't buy into it. I see a bit of a health scare. So please check in with your medical professional this month and get checked out. Your new beginning is health check. All right, and that is your horoscopes for March 2019. And I think we're on our way out now, Miss Nina.
We are indeed. Have a great week, everyone. I hope you got through the new moon okay. I know I did. This one wasn't quite as strong. Oh, well, maybe Thursday night it was kind of a, what do you call it, that nasty B word. But anyways, have a great week. The sun is shining here in Alberta, and I am going to go outside and enjoy it. So love you all.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow night.
All right. Love you too, Nina. Good show.
Good show, Lena. Talk to you tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Okay. I have to stop the music right quick and say thank you, Heather, for being with us today on the show. We really appreciate you and love you. Thank you. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Okay.
Silence takes over.